I think consensus is the only way. And a governmental system which really takes into account the full participation, real full participation of all sections of society, so that all laws passed stick. You see, they can only stick if they really fulfill the needs and the aspirations of all sections of society. At the moment, we seem unable to do this. We feel, well, if he's socialistic inclined, he will certainly not accept these ideas which are really geared to a totally free enterprise society. On the other hand, and vice versa, but on the other hand, if at the basis of the whole economic structure is the principle of sharing, if this brings into account the full creative ability of all sections of society and calls on their creativity, their participation, then I believe we will reach a consensus where the needs of all are met and where the freedom, the necessity for free enterprise is met, the necessity for a more structured organization in the larger structures, you know, on a social sense, so that nobody, but nobody, goes without food. That nobody is homeless and short of a roof over their head, that nobody is cold and without clothes, so that the basics of food, of clothing, of shelter, of a normal, decent, civilized life is made guaranteed, then on that basis and over and above them as a kind of, how shall I put it, a kind of embroidery on that, you have all sorts of possible varieties of approach in which the needs of all are met, with all its variegations. It is, if you like, unity with the greatest degree of variety.